$1,635 to Loomis Brothers Incorporated. Equipment company, St. Louis, actually Fenton, Missouri.
So you just need a motion for the presiding commission to sign the document?
Yes.
And that number again was what?
EEP 201705-377.
Schofield to sign the emergency procurement document EEP 201705-377.
Second.
Two. Oh, go ahead.
No, that's fine.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve checks numbers 445114 through 445195, warrant 6772, and there are no journal entries or transfers.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous and executive session minutes for May 15, 2017.
Move to approve previous meeting minutes for May 15th, 2017.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve executive session minutes dated May 15th, 2017.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Bank bid award.
Morning.
Morning.
This morning I'm coming to you for the recommendation for the Depository Bank Services bid number 201702-369. After reviewing all the bids, we had five banks that bid. It's my recommendation that for the treasurer account, the collector account, and the sheriff account, and any future accounts to go with Bank of Missouri, and for the circuit clerk accounts and recorder accounts to go to Southern Bank.
Circuit clerk and what other one?
Recorder.
Recorder.
You say that goes to Southern?
Yes.
And treasurer,
collector, and sheriff.
Sheriff.
For Bank of Missouri.
Do you have a bid number?
201702-369.
369?
Yes.
Move to award the treasurer, collector, and sheriff portions of bid number 201702-369 to Bank of Missouri.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to award the circuit clerk and recorder portions of bid number 201702-369 to Southern Bank.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Fill dirt agreement.
Morning, Commissioners. You should have a fill dirt agreement for Linda Jean Toler. And this will be on Pulse Ford Road.
Is it for unlimited or what's it for? How many loads? Unlimited? Or?
It's more than three loads, so that's the reason it's coming.
I know what it said on it.
Yeah.
It just says more than three. Move to approve the field dirt agreement, by and between Taney County and Linda Jean Tyler. Toler.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, Randy. Village of Taneyville funding agreement for a wastewater treatment facility clarifier repair project.
Good morning.
Good morning.
The Village of Taneyville is requesting approval of the above reference funding agreement. The amount being requested through this funding agreement is $7,479.50. This amount will cover the cost incurred by the village to purchase and install parts necessary to make immediate repairs to the facility's two clarifier units. If these repairs had not been made immediately upon discovery, the facility would have gone out of compliance with federal and state regulations, and wastewater sludge could have discharged into the receiving stream. The sewer sales tax usage guidelines provide for requests such as this on page 4 of the document. With this being an unforeseen equipment failure that would create a financial hardship upon the village if required to cover the cost on its own. Late last year, the village increased its rate for sewer service charge to its customers. This rate increase has a reserve account component built into it to address issues such as this one being presented. However, this rate increase has not been in place long enough to generate the funding necessary to cover this cost. The village is requesting that the funding agreement remain active until June 30th, 2017 to allow sufficient time for the required approval and reimbursement processes to be addressed. The village's Board of Trustees approved the funding agreement on May 4th, 2017. Three copies of this funding agreement were presented to the attorney, to an attorney representing the County Commission, who has reviewed and approved each copy as to form. This project meets the criteria necessary in determining the project's eligibility for approval and funding through the sewer sales tax funding agreement. And they've kind of had another string of bad luck out there at the treatment plant. The last time I brought a project for Taneyville before you, it was the pump station. This time it was they'd had a clarifier unit that had been down for 7 years. They went and changed the oil in it and done some inspections of the unit and put it into service in order to do maintenance on the one that had been running all this time. When they did, it blew a seal out of it, out of the gearbox, and pretty much shattered it. And the other unit, they kept it running, and once they got that repaired, there was a shim had broken out a bit, and it was dragging on the bottom of the clarifier. And these clarifier units are basically, they are the treatment component of the whole treatment process. So they have to be there. If they shut down and don't run, then you've got serious problems on your hands. And They have had some other issues there in the village that have hit them. They've had a sewer line that got plugged and had to have a bunch of work done on that. It cost them $3,000 or $4,000, and then they had some other issues. So they're kind of at a situation where they need some more help.
June 30th long enough?
Yeah, the work's been done. The work had to be done as quick as they could get it done. So basically what we're doing now is just going through the reimbursement request and the processes there.
Move to approve the funding agreement by and between Village of Taneyville and Taney County for the Taneyville White Waste Water Treatment Facility Clarifier Repair Project.
Second with question.
Mm-hmm. Second with some discussion. All right.
We have plenty of fun when they made the request on the budget and everything. This still gives them plenty of funds to complete the projects that they've asked for.
They were approved for their disc filter system project, and so that project's over here to itself. This is a request through the emergency funds that we also had built into that budget. We had $50,000 that we set aside in case any incorporated area should come in with an unexpected failure or unanticipated equipment failure. I'm sorry. But we had $50,000 set aside from that, and that's where the pump station emergency that they presented to us, I believe it was last month, came out of that, and that's what the direction of these funds would come out of.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
MoDOT monthly update.
Good morning.
Well, we are into our busy construction season. This year just happens to be, I think, especially busy for the Taney County area. Crews are finishing up the overlay that we have, asphalt overlay on 465, the high road. And I believe their plan right now is to come down and do just a portion of 65 ahead of schedule. It'd be around the Bee Creek, Branson Hills Parkway area, because we've got some texturing involved with that pavement. We had some hydroplaning issues in the past where people were going off the road whenever it rained. And so we've got some texturing out there. They have a subcontractor that does that for them that's from out of state. And so they're wanting to do that section first so that they can come in and do all their texturing, which we've got some additional texturing on the off-ramps, I believe, on 465 as you're coming to 76. So they're wanting to let them get in and do all their work at once. So they may come in and do about a mile section of 65, which is probably going to look a little strange to the public because they're going to think, why did you just do a mile of 65? But they'll be back later in the season to finish up 65. It's just to meet their commitments to other projects, they're going to do that portion, but they won't be able to do the whole thing right now. We also have 76 from basically 65 through the downtown Branson area all the way over to the Bull Shoals Bridge scheduled for this year. That will involve some safety features with adding the 2-foot shoulders and rumbles that we've done to a lot of other routes. Not sure the exact schedule on that, but it is, scheduled for this summer. Along with that, we're also doing an overlay, just a standard overlay on Business 65 through Hollister. So that's coming up too. As a result of those two projects, because of some agreements that the Department of Justice has with the Federal Highway Department, anytime we do significant maintenance to a route, we're required to look at the sidewalks and make sure that they are ADA compliant. So we'll be doing some accessibility improvements to the sidewalks in the Branson area coming down towards the downtown. We'll just be addressing barriers to access because the city has bigger plans to make significant improvements to that area in the future.
But we will be putting in a